House Committee on Judiciary coming to order today is April 23rd, 2013. First item on the agenda, we'll open a works, public hearing on House Bill 230, I'm sorry, Senate Bill 239. Call Paula Sparks.
Good afternoon. For the record, Paula Sparks, I'm Senator Lee Byer's policy advisor. Coming to talk to you about Senate Bill 239. It requires that in divorce proceedings, if vehicles are the subject property, that a vehicle identification number be included in the documents that detail what the property is that people are talking about. Sort of a simple, it was a constituent bill that Representative Terry Byer worked on in the previous session, and Senator Byer is carrying it forward.
Okay, and if I remember correctly, this is a case where somebody said, well, part of the divorce proceedings was for, like, say, a 2006 Chrysler, and so the one person supplied a 2006 Chrysler, not the 2006 Chrysler.
Right.
The beater. So that's why we want the VIN number. Okay, thank you. Any questions? Any discussion? Open a work session. Thank you. Open a work session on Senate Bill 239.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 239 to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 239 to the floor with a due pass. Discussion? Objections? Seeing none, so ordered.
Assign it to someone who's not here.
No, Representative Williamson wants it.
Right. Okay, Representative Hicks can carry the bill. Would you like to vote on this, on a bill?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you.
He was saying, I want to vote, or was that an aye vote?
Aye, aye.
I've read them all. They all look good to me.
Open a public hearing on House Bill 589. And call Kate Richardson and Janet Borth.
We walked in, got signed a bill.
Did we miss a vote?
Please.
Want me to go ahead?
Yeah, please.
I think I've met with either all of you or your staff, or you've, for the record, Kate Richardson. I'm the director of the Child Support Program of the Department of Justice. I can't believe I forgot that. I'm here today to talk to you about three bills. The first one here is Senate Bill 589, and this bill, you've got my written testimony in front of you, so I'm not going to read it all to you, but
thank
just
you.
To remind you that we modify our child support orders administratively, and we can modify both judicial and administrative child support orders. The program can only modify orders if the facts of the case have substantially changed since the order was entered. If we modify a support order that was originally an administrative order, we can go ahead and file that right into court.
Hello?
No one's calling to congratulate me. And right now under current law, though, if we modify a support order that was established originally under the judicial process, that support order does still need to get approval through a signature from a judge before getting it filed in court. That signature process doesn't involve any hearing or new fact finding. This legislation would change that so it doesn't require the judicial sign-off. We've worked with the Oregon Judicial Department on this bill, and it would reduce some workload for them as well. It doesn't remove any due process rights for any of the parties. I'll take any questions.
Questions from anybody?
So if the support order was by a judge to start with, and you're going to change his order, and he just signs off, you don't check with him first if he agrees with the circumstances for the change?
Mr. Chair and Representative Krieger, yes, that's true. We can do that at this point in time, but it does require a judicial signature. It doesn't require the signature of the same judge.
Mr.
Richardson, if I remember correctly, that you have uniform support guidelines. Am I correct that both you and the courts use?
Yes.
So you're all looking at the same guidelines?
Chair Barker and Committee Council, yes, that's true. By administrative rule, we set all the child support guidelines, and the we run our orders underneath those guidelines, and the court uses them, we use them.
Thank you.
So they're under the same principles.
If there's a disagreement in what you're doing, what is the option of the person who, for instance, rarely are they decreased, it's an increase 90% of the time. What is that person's options?
Chair Barker and Representative Krieger, I think I would take issue with the 90% of the time increase, but we do modifications for all sorts of situations. There are appeal rights that that the parties have through the judicial process and the administrative process. Do you want to elaborate for the record?
Sure. For the record, my name is Janet Borth. I'm an Assistant Attorney General with the Oregon Department of Justice and the General Counsel to the Child Support Program. Chair Barker, Representative Krieger, members of the committee, the parties, the most informal way of registering an objection would be simply to call the caseworker, and they actually do resolve a lot of disputes that way. Once the order is, a proposed order to modify is sent to the parties, they then can request a contested case hearing through the administrative process. If they don't like the results of that, they can request a de novo review at the circuit court level, or they can take that de novo review right away and not even go through the administrative process. So they have a few options.
Well, the person who is receiving the support, it would either be up or down. Are they notified ahead of time that there's been a motion to do this and have opportunity to comment?
Chair Barker, Representative Krieger, absolutely. There are many required notices, and it's usually a collaborative process, or there's a lot of information going back and forth. When there has been a change of circumstances, the case manager is running the calculation, needs all the facts in front of that person.
Thank you. Don't go anywhere.
Okay.
My audience for the day. This is a public hearing on Senate Bill 589, open work session on Senate Bill 589.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move Senate Bill 589 to the floor with a due pass.
Representative Krieger moves Senate Bill 589 to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Who would like to carry the bill? Representative Cameron will carry the bill. I'm going to briefly reopen Senate Bill 239 for the purpose of allowing members to vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Cameron?
Aye.
Representative Garrett?
Aye.
Representative Barton?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. Close. Open a work session, I mean, sorry, work, open a public hearing on Senate Bill 590. Please.
Again, you have your, for the record, Kate Richardson, Director of the Child Support Program of the Department of Justice. You have my written testimony in front of you. This is, this bill makes a few updates to our child support statutes. One of them goes to improving customer privacy by removing the requirement to have a phone number and in another place a date of birth. In public records, we have that information that we need. It just doesn't need to be in the public documents, and so we're cleaning that up. Another change is to update the new hire reporting time frame. All employers need to report their new hires to the child support program. This is by federal regulation that's been extended from 45 days to 60, excuse me, and so we're conforming our law to the federal requirement. And the last is a change to the exceptions to withholding. Right now, most child support is withheld through income withholding. When there's an exception to that, and that's a default position, when there is an exception to withholding, that could come in various forms. But if when that exception has been granted through a judicial process, perhaps in a divorce decree, if the currently under federal regulation, if that person who's been paying child support falls behind, automatically they need to be switched to income withholding so that they don't fall into arrears and that the family continues to receive support. Right now, our law is written to leave the impression, it's not entirely clear, but it's a little inconsistent. We're needing to make it more consistent that the exception, when that exception has been granted by the court, you need to go back and petition the court. And so this would clarify that to conform it with federal law.
Questions?
Any questions?
Committee? Close the public hearing, open a work session in House on Senate Bill 590.
Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 590 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cameron moves Senate Bill 590 to the floor with a due pass. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Cameron will carry the bill. Open a public hearing on Senate Bill 591.
For the record, Kate Richardson, Child Support Director for the Oregon Department of Justice. In Senate Bill 591, we also worked with the Oregon Judicial Department on this one to clarify a place in statute where we've had some inconsistent treatment. Right now, when we have an application for services and we're establishing a child support order, there are times when we come across a judicial case, commonly a divorce case pending in front of the court, and we usually try to end our or finalize our order by putting it before the same judge and put it with that case. Once in a while, the parties for some reason don't pursue that divorce, for instance, and so if it's dismissed for want of prosecution, some courts right now are dismissing also or feel that they must dismiss also our child support order at the same time when they're dismissing the pending judicial case. We believe this statute or this proposed legislation would clarify that a prior child support administrative order is not necessarily dismissed when the judicial action is dismissed. It retains the right. The court could do that, but we believe this is more consistent with the Law Commission's work on judgments and would make that a consistent practice across the state. You got anything to add to that, Janet? Any questions?
Questions? Okay. Close the public hearing and open the work session on Senate Bill 591.
Mr. Chair, I'll move Senate Bill 591 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Cameron moves Senate Bill 591 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. And Representative Cameron will carry that bill as well. No further business before the committee. We're adjourned.
Great committee today.